Okay, so why would we be afraid or fearful of being amazing? According to this Buddhist from the second century, I believe his name was Nagarjuna. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. But he identified 8 specific mind patterns that we must watch out for as we overcome the fear of being amazing. And he referred to them as the 8 worldly concerns. Basically, what he was saying is that as humans, we are trapped in this vicious cycle seeking to fulfill 4 of these worldly concerns, which are happiness, praise, fame, and gain. And basically, we do everything in our power to run away from the other 4 worldly concerns, which are suffering, insignificance, blame, and loss. So basically, it is our job, according to him, to develop a secure enough connection to our awakened heart. Hear that again, our awakened heart, so that we do not stay trapped battling ourselves. So we're going to go ahead and break this down one by one as well. Let's talk about happiness versus suffering first. So this is kind of like that similar concept that I told you about the hungry ghost in last month's modules, where we're just never satisfied and we want more. But this principle focuses a little bit more on our desire to run after the things that make us feel good. It's the things that we use externally, such as our senses, that continually feed us with these really good feel-good experiences. So like hearing nice things, we like touching nice things, we like feeling nice things, we like eating nice things. And if you are constantly craving and chasing the quick pleasure that comes with these external senses, you will never be satisfied. And that basically is the most classic form of suffering. When we constantly chase after a good feeling, we never build the muscle for coping with the unpleasantness of life. And the reality is, unpleasantness is just a natural part of life. Grief, pain, despair, sadness, they're all normal, and we are required to meet it with awareness and not by running away. As you grow, you are further empowered by your hardships, and your genuine happiness and amazingness shines from your awakened heart and is not dependent on external factors. When you catch yourself chasing gratification, remind yourself that your genuine happiness does not come from the outside. The more we allow that to happen, the more unhappy we're gonna be, because things are fleeting, things come and go, and we can't be chasing that artificial external high at all times.